Hello, everyone. You are now experiencing technical difficulties, and it's going to be a slobber knocker today. I'm Aaron. I'm joined by Greg and Ethan, the usual suspects, but we also have Adam from the role-playing exchange joining us.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Internet.
Howdy.
And today we are playing Worldwide Wrestling. We're sort of testing the waters out with it, and hopefully it'll turn into something more than just a one-shot. But for those that don't know, Worldwide Wrestling is a Powered by the Apocalypse game, where the characters are professional wrestlers, and it deals with their troubles and their lives, both inside and outside of the ring. So I am going, so let's introduce our characters for today. I'm going to go left to right as I see it on my screen. So Adam, please introduce your, give us your name, your look, and the gimmick.
Okay, so I'm Adam, and I will be playing Moonshiner Joe, and my gimmick is Monster. So Moonshiner Joe is a rather large, tall, hillbilly figure, which I kind of envision as one part old school Kane from WWF, not E, and one part hillbilly Jim. So, you know, you see Moonshiner Joe when you take a wrong turn, I guess you could say. Right, so as he is hailing from Possum Holler, which is in a Appalachian area. Anyway, pick a state.
Why did you sigh, Greg?
You know.
Is there anything else you needed from him on that?
No, that's good.
Awesome.
Next is Greg.
This is Greg. I'll be playing Daniel Lionheart Lowe. He wrestles as Lionheart, not under his real name. Wrestles in a full lion mane mask. He actually also wears a cat's eye contacts. It's got a facsimile jaw with rubber teeth. He's got mane glued to both his back and his stomach. Wrestles in tan tights with a fake lion tail, and then long tan gloves and boots that also end in fake rubber claws. Hails from Chicago, Illinois, and he is the technician.
Great. Next is Ethan.
All right, if my cat will let me get to my microphone.
Speaking of.
Miggy Moon Dust, Miguel Moreno from Guadalajara, Mexico. Struts into the arena to a knockoff instrumental that sounds like Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. Dresses in a tight-fitting white jumpsuit embroidered with cosmic symbols, green boots, and a bright red pompadour to form the colors of the Mexican flag. He's not a masked wrestler. Instead, he has heavy, pale, androgynous makeup like Ziggy Stardust. His nickname is the Chicano Spaceman.
So when whoever's the announcer for his match, please remember.
And he is a high flyer.
Cool. All right, so you're all part of the TDW wrestling promotion, the Total Domination.
There it is.
Formerly, wink, 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 formerly the Top Dollar wrestling promotion before their rebranding in the 90s. It's a mid-level promotion. You got a lot of guys who are up and coming. It's sort of their minor leagues before they make it to the big time. And you got a good mix of veterans who don't want to just, you know, end up as jobbers for the bigger promotions. You know, they want a final shot at some stardom. So a good mix. So before we get going with tonight's matches, we need to figure out our heat. Heat is a measure, if you think about strings and monster hearts. Heat is basically how exciting it is to see you versus other people, other wrestlers in the ring. And heat allows you to get audience, which allows you to make improvements, i.e. level up. And it also gives us some nice backstory for everyone. So we'll just start back to the order. So Adam, pick two of the questions pick two of the questions from your list of heat questions. And then whoever wants to answer those, feel free to jump in. You're muted.
Well, shoot. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
It's almost like I was having technical difficulties.
Okay. It's sunny.
Let's see. What page is that heat on? I just flipped off of that. For
this could be one. Ooh, what is that? 140.
140. Okay. On that page as well. Makes sense. Okay. My questions. All right. Who is terrified of me backstage?
And that's for Ethan or Greg to answer.
Yeah, so either one of them.
I'll go with I'm a little terrified of you.
All right.
Some racial tension, maybe. Biggie thinks there might be. All right.
Is that real, Joe?
I think it is partially real. Like, it's not like... He's never said anything. It has really given me that impression. It's just that, I don't know, I've known people like him in the past. We don't know each other very well.
All right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this will be the start of a beautiful friendship. We'll be tag team partners by the end of the session.
That could be.
Yeah, so you're thinking that this is strictly a perceived tension?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my end. I mean,
cool. Okay.
Joe may not have any idea that I feel this way.
Okay.
Except that all I'm right. So you'll want to. All right. So what you'll want to do, Adam, is write down Mickey Moondust and one and one next to their name, since you have one heat with them.
Okay.
And then ask your next question.
Okay. And who can stand up to me in the ring?
That would probably be Lionheart.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be, but sure. But it can be.
Lionheart's still trying to work his way through, and maybe he sees what's going on with Miggy, and because he's a face, he doesn't really like that. Because one of his moves is sportsmanship.
Okay, so you're thinking...
He thinks it's unsportsmanlike.
So in the sense of stand up to him in the ring, it's more you're... No matter what maybe the storyline wants you to do, you're always going to stand up for him in the honor sense, not necessarily the power sense. Mm-hmm. All right, how does Moonshiner feel about this?
Moonshiner is a man who, okay, let me see. Best way to word is, he's a man who thinks he needs no one, I guess you could say. Does that work with, like, let me rephrase this. Greg, like, so your character is going to stand up against me for all my ill atrocities. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
Okay. Moonshiner's looking forward to skinning that cat.
Okay. Nice. All right. So more of a kayfabe.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. All right. Great. All right. So you have a heat with Lionheart.
Plus right. One.
Yep. All right. So
do I also write that down on my page? Or?
No. No, because you can have different heat scores with each other.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You might be angrier than the other person in the rivalry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the Browns, my poor, poor Browns.
All right, so Greg, ask your two questions, whichever one's most interesting.
Who's jealous of my skills?
Ooh. Hmm. I'd be willing to jump in on that. I am sipping the Haterade on that.
Sip, 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 Adelphia.
Okay.
Moonshiner Jim, or Joe, I'm switching his name. The Moonshiner is just a hulking mass. He's not technical. He's not agile. He's just a brute. And so he's envious of those that can, you know, add finesse to their craft.
Mm-hmm. And then, who is trying to teach me to be more of an entertainer?
Miggy sounds like a good person for that.
It's almost like I'm specifically asking these questions.
Is this a backstage thing or a in front of the camera thing?
I think maybe in front of the camera.
Yeah, my look is garbage.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, listen up. Got to get some flair in there.
Yeah, you're not, as the technician, like right off the bat, you're not the best on the cutting promos or on the mic.
No.
So maybe like in past matches, he'll like, Miggy like will interrupt your promo.
Yeah, kind of upstage you a little bit.
Nice. All right. So game plus one heat with Ethan and Adam, and then Miggy.
All right.
Let's ask some questions.
Who's let's see. Let's go with who mentored me when I first joined this roster.
I think that would kind of have to be Lionheart. Yeah. Kind of by how we're going with things. Once we get more people, there'll be more diversity.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you're all that much older than me or have been on the roster longer than me, but I am really new. Like I'm pretty new, like and pretty young.
Lionheart is new to the relatively new to the promotion, but he is experienced. He comes from a line of wrestlers. Mm-hmm. He's done some amateur work. And actually, as one of my moves, has won an amateur championship.
Nice. Well, my father was also a wrestler, so we had that in common. But I'm still, you know, I'm really starting my career off here.
Right. But that's probably a connection we both have.
So it seems like a mentorship of like, not necessarily the in-ring, but the backstage politicking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lean on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Ooh, delicious. All right. So yeah, plus one heat with Lionheart. And next question.
All right. Who wishes they could do what I do in the ring?
I'd be happy to take that one there. So your guy's, you know, high flying, but is he also, what's his look? Is he like good with public relations or what?
He's pretty good. He's got a plus one look, so yeah.
Yeah, I wish that I could get a crowd behind me instead of being, you know, the heel, the role that I'm playing. So like, I'm torn, man. I mean, I'm just misunderstood monster. Wants friends.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I think we're giving the GM ideas.
Well, this just like, again, I have a feeling we'll like the system, and I hope so, because I would love to keep going with this with this game. Mm-hmm. So yeah, get plus one heat with Moonshiner. All right. And let's see. I believe Moonshiner's a heel, and Lionheart and Miggy are both faces, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So Moonshiner, get an additional plus one heat for Miggy and Lionheart, and then Miggy and Lionheart gain a plus one heat for Moonshiner.
Sounds good.
All right, so I think that is that an even split? It should be two. Everyone has two heat with each other.
Miggy and I only have one heat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's true. Okay. All right. So, now that we have that, I am going to create the booking for this evening.
Okay.
So I'll figure out the matches, and I'll also determine who wins. You won't find out who wins until right before the end of the match.
Nice.
Talk amongst yourselves while I go figure out who's going to beat up who while I write my wrestling fanfic.
Of course, if we roll correctly, we can Montreal screw job the
we can GM. Upset all of the plans potentially.
So So yeah, kind of my concept for Lionheart is both of his dad was a tag team champ. His mom was a women's champ. They got married. He's grown up around wrestling his whole life, but he's also into football. So he's been in the NFL in some of his younger years and retired from the league and is now going into the family business.
Cool.
So he doesn't want to, he wants to earn it though. It's kind of tie into the face aspects is he doesn't want to just, he has a blank, he has a golden ticket to join the top promotions if he wants to, but he feels like that's nepotism.
Yeah, makes sense.
So he wants to get his chops in the smaller promotions and then maybe cash the golden ticket when he's got a name for himself, which is why he wrestles as a masked wrestler.
Cool. So is his like relationship to other, to his famous relatives not like widely known then?
Yeah. Well, him as a person, yes. So he has to do a lot of kayfabe. Maybe he'll miss a show to fly back out to Chicago. Oh yes, I'm at the gym training. I'll be joining the not WWE soon. Don't you worry about that.
I see.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Cool.
All right, cool. I'm back.
So for awesome.
All right.
Yeah, didn't mean to take up all the mic time.
It's all right. We got Lionheart's backstory.
All right. It's a Wednesday night. TDW's coming on. It's a promotion. The way I see it, and like anyone is able, you know, if we want to, however you want to create lore about the promotion, feel free to jump in. I see it as like they sort of switch to a more streaming. They're not broadcast. Like, this is way cheaper and we get way more money.
Weird. The Twitch stream loves, the Twitch crowd loves us.
Twitch plays TDW. All right. So later on, we'll add a character who's completely controlled by the audience.
We need to figure out, we can answer that, but not tonight.
So coming to you live from Steel Town, USA, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, TDW live. And it's like previously on TDW. So this is, we're seeing shots from the last couple weeks. What clips do we see of Lionheart? Do we see him wrestling? Do we see him up on the mic calling someone out?
You see me wrestling. What's one of the non-player wrestlers? Okay.
For the audience out there, we outsourced some of the NPCs, which are called MPWs. Some of their names. Yes, thank you very much. who's a good heel?
We got some good ones.
You know what? You're going up against.
Oh no!
Oh geez. Okay, I want to say I'm saving this one. There's too many good ones. Okay. The Graveyard Hog.
Who is
like just if you think of like a Bray Wyatt, but more of the darker. I'm not going to talk Undertaker theme. So it looks like Bray Wyatt acts like Undertaker.
For Ethan's sake, PG-13 non-sexual deliverance.
Sounds good.
yeah.
Is what we're thinking of.
Okay, so what are you,
match goes great. I was booked to win. I'm able to execute my finisher, but he kind of breaks out of it, so I have to go into my submission. And he taps from the submission, and I win. And I,
Lionheart making a name for himself here at TDW. He's the man to look. He's a quickly rising star.
They give me the mic, but I just roar into it to try to avoid talking at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. You just your bit of a promo ends with a roar. We're not going to let you talk yet.
Right.
Okay, Miggy, what do we see? What are your highlights from the past weeks?
I think we see it's still Miggy's only been on the roster for a few weeks now, so they still have his debut intro on the highlight reel of him coming for the first time.
Okay, now, may I pitch something for you? That will help. It's actually your first match. Mm-hmm. Was against Starstruck. Mm-hmm. This promotion. There's no women's division or men's division. It's all together. Mm-hmm. So Starstruck. She's green and a reflective tape. Two piece outfit. Mm-hmm. She's also a high flyer. It's high flyer versus high flyer. Mm-hmm. But you actually beat her with your patented what your finisher is called.
It's the Moonsault DDT. I don't actually have a name for it yet.
we'll come for it. Okay. But yeah, Moonsault DDT, to actually win the number one contender spot.
Nice.
For the grand championship belt, which is the mid tier, but not the world championship. It's the mid tier belt.
Mm-hmm. If we're going off of the faux Bowie theme, maybe the Daydream DDT.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I like it.
The daydream. All right. Moonshiner, what do we see in your highlight reel?
Okay. In my highlighting reel, I didn't see the list of non-player characters, so can I say that I just finished up my big rivalry with Temperance. I performed my finishing move, the White Lightning, which I pretty much do the razor's edge, and then I cover them in grain alcohol and light them on fire. And then members, as part of the promotion, as I'm leaving, members of the ATF are trying to swarm in on me, and there's a shot of me driving away in my monster truck, Jed Clampett-like truck called... it called? The Fermenter. And I was like racing away.
Oh, that's a good ending. That's like, oh God, Moonshiner. He's that mountain man. And then it's just like, it's you driving away.
Swing of the jug.
Dukes of, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how far you want to go with it.
In fact, we were able to, as I jumped a gigantic bridge, drawbridge that was raped up, someone even spliced in old clips of Waylon Jennings going, I wonder how he's going to get out of this.
It's a poorly CG'd.
Oh yeah,
of you going over just a picture of a bridge, and then the last shot is Temperance in a neck cast getting wheeled out. some exciting, the crowd's going nuts, some exciting stuff. So game wise, just as a refresher, you feel free to interrupt the flow of the narrative however you want. You can you guys can grab a mic whenever you want and start talking. And that's always on camera to the audience.
All right.
And that's it. And I'll let you know whether it's depending on what you want to, whether you're trying to rile the audience up or get, management to give you what you want, will determine what you roll. If you don't like the way a match is going, you can, or if you don't agree with the result, you can break kayfabe. No, I want to win this one. But there are risks. But yeah, just feel free if you want to jump in, even in the middle of a match, if you're like, hey, I'm bored and I want to interrupt this match, do it. And then we'll talk about the mechanics of it.
Sounds
so
good.
All right, so right off of the bat, it opens up with Blast Justice, who is the reigning Grand Championship belt holder. If you just Basically, he's the embodiment of a Mountain Dew Baja Blast is how he looks.
Oh, no.
He's just yelling, and he's calling out the commissioner, Lynn McCoy, an African-American woman. It's like, McCoy, you dare send this noob, this undeserving Miggy Moondust after my championship. And it's basically just he's very upset that in the upcoming pay-per-view he has to fight Miggy. He doesn't think he deserves it. So Lynn comes out. It's just Shane McMahon's theme. Or you know what, it's a sound alike of money, 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 money. She steps out, you know, business suit, all that.
No, it's the chorus from Mo Money, More Problems.
Yeah. Better. Much better. She's like, all right, Blast. We get it. We hear you. So here's what we're going to do. Miggy's going to have to defend his number one contendership. Oh. It's either going to be against Lionheart or Moonshiner Joe. Mm. So the first match of the evening is Moonshiner Joe versus Lionheart. Ooh. And the winner of that will face. Yeah, the crowd like pops. Blast is like, Blast like comes down and like gets in Lynn's face. It's like, no, just he doesn't want to like that. He knows Moonshiners might like set him on fire.
Weird.
But yeah, the winner of that match will then face Miggy for the number one contender spot later this evening.
Okay. Ooh.
So
Miggy comes out.
All right, sure.
During
this whole exchange.
That's right.
All right, are you grabbing a mic?
I'm grabbing a mic.
All right, what do you say?
And I'm saying, with all due respect, Commissioner, I've already earned this spot to challenge. If Senior Justice over here wants to wrestle someone else, that's his problem, not mine. I'm going to bend the rules just to satisfy his ego. All
right, Blast is just getting in his face, and you're like, he's just staring at you the whole time. He's lowering his shades. He's trying to do what people. He's trying to do like the rock eyebrow, but like it just looks like he's wide eyed. Okay, cool. So that sounds like you're cutting a promo because you're speaking your mind. So roll plus look, unless you have another move on your sheet you want to use.
I don't.
All right.
Or actually, this could be fan favorite when I make a big deal about being passed over. Roll plus real.
But
I don't know if that's.
I'm cool with either one. Whatever you feel like you want
to. For right now, I'm just going to go with look because right. I'm actually better right. at that. And I'm not actually irritated by this. Okay, so 7 plus 1, that's 8.
Okay, cool. Right again, I'll say this. I believe each of you start with one audience, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And again, audience is just a measure of how much the audience likes you. Your goal is to get to 4 audience because then you get to take an advance and you get a level up. So
and they're safe from relegation.
Yeah. So you also have each of you because you have one audience. You start with one momentum. Think of momentum as fate points.
Right.
You spend it one for one to raise your score. So, like, for instance, if you actually rolled a 9, you could spend your one momentum to make it a 10.
Yeah.
But you rolled an 8?
I rolled an 8.
Okay, cool. So pick one. Make creative book you in a match. Add a stipulation to a relevant match. Gain a momentum.
Oh, no.
Or gain a heat with Blast.
I'm going to go ahead and gain a heat with Blast.
All right. Cool. So write that down.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right, so Lynn's about to talk, and then Blast just grabs the mic from her and, like, really gets in your face, like, you undeserving worm. you will never face me in the ring for a championship. And like, you start getting like, there's a mix of like boos and cheers. You know, people, the audience is definitely reacting to this. It's like, you, like, I have been here for years. You step in, you think you can take over my house?
Well,
what? If you face Moonshiner, you're gonna get on fire. You face Lionheart, I'm gonna chew you up. Either way, works fine with me. And then, you know, and then okay, go ahead.
All right, old man, whatever you say.
And then actually they play your theme music as you walk out.
Yes.
All right, cool. So great, yeah. So
my theme music, by the way, is it's not actually Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. This is important to the plot. It's part of my backstage semi-kayfabe of storyline is that I want to be taken seriously enough that the promotion actually shells out for the rights to use Moon Age Daydream as my entrance music.
All right, Lord. Great. Okay. See, it's brown, brown, no words. Brown, brown. Okay, enough of that horrible stuff. So next we cut to backstage. We see Moon. What is Moonshiner doing backstage? You're about to get an interview here in a second.
Moonshiner has a hammock strung up between two pillars in the parking lot. He has his shoes off. A straw, which we're nowhere near a hayfield, but he's got a straw in his mouth, like, you know, hay straw. And he's just kind of just rocking in his you know, hammock in his bibbed overalls, just kind of just getting in the zone, you know, kind of
doing right. That. So there we camera comes up to you as you're relaxing. You see Tim Church, wink, 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 besuited interviewer. It's like, hi, this is Tom. Hey, Jesus. This is Tim Church, everyone. I'm here with Moonshiner Joe. Moonshiner, how do you feel about going up against Lionheart? Any nicknames for Lionheart?
The main man. Oh, yeah.
The main man, Lionheart. He's been a rising force here at TDW. How do you feel going into this match?
So as the interviewer starts speaking, Joe goes, Jesus Christ, and just rolls out of the hammock and crashes on the concrete and lays there for a second and just kind of unsurely stands up and looks at you and goes, what?
Is that breaking kayfabe or is that cutting a promo?
Well, do you want to keep going?
Well,
so here's the thing with this. You can either, if you want to speak your mind, like how you feel about Lionheart, then that's cutting a promo. Or if you just want to like get the audience on your side, you can work the audience instead.
Okay. I think we've cut a program promo. That's a little correct. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to, you know, stand up and go, boy, you don't woke me up to tell me I'm fighting that pussycat with Gene Wilkins. I tell you what, man. Right, it's like my pa told me. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And boy, she's getting ready to see one. So, I do my own voice acting, Gus.
All right, cool. All right, that sounds like cut a promo.
Yeah, so I guess you want me to go ahead and roll. Is it?
Roll. Yeah, 2d6 plus. Unless you had something else to say.
No, I'll just leave it at that. Joe's a man of few words and less of them make sense. Okay, so I rolled a 10, naturally.
Great.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, so you connect with the audience, gain plus one momentum.
Okay.
And then, so you can either make creative book you in a match, if you want an additional match, add a stipulation to a relevant match, so probably the one you're about to be in. You can gain another momentum for two. Or you can gain another heat with Lionheart. Again, if you finish a match with someone that you have four heat with,
yeah,
you go up. Your audience goes up by one.
Okay. Okay. So, and I'm at one right now. So I believe I would. I'm gonna add a stipulation.
All right.
The match. And if
do you want a saving character?
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of skinning cats, if I win this match, I want that lion's mane back of my double wide.
A mask match in the first episode.
All right. Ooh, it's like Tim. So Tim Church like looks at the camera like, "Well, you heard it here first. We're gonna see the face of Lionheart possibly here today if he loses the match." Back to you. Okay. Next we have and now we'll go to Lionheart. Where is Lionheart?
Lionheart is in the locker room, just drinking from a bottle of water, not necessarily expecting the promo to come at any moment because he's still a little green.
Let's see who we didn't get any real names in that list. I need. You know what? I'm taking this. All right. So whoever suggested Nicholas Goodfellow, sorry, it's going to be Nicole Goodfellow. So Nicole Goodfellow, she comes out with a mic. It's like, we just got word, a Lionheart, that Moonshiner Joe, he's if you lose this match, he gets to demask you. He takes your mane, puts it on the back of the distiller. How do you feel about this?
I look at her and I'm kind of surprised, but my eyes unwiden and I'm like, let me tell you something, Nicole, that Lionheart never backs down from a challenge. And Lionheart knows that he is going to beat Moonshiner tonight, and then I'm going to beat Mickey Stardust, and then I'm going to get my title shot at, what's his name?
Blast Justice.
At Blast Justice. And... I'm going to have my mane and a belt to match. Ooh. So I'm going to cut a promo.
Yeah, God. Are you sure you only have are you sure you have negative luck?
I have negative two luck, but I don't really.
All right, yeah, cut it.
I mean, can I make this breaking kayfabe? I don't think I can. So
you're not really exposing the truth. This is,
I know. Cutting a promo is fine.
Yeah.
Unless there's a way I could make it breaking kayfabe, but I'll just
you, yeah, you're not really standing up for any. I mean, you won't.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, cut that promo. That's what momentum's for.
Just don't roll anything below a 9. And I didn't. I rolled a 10, so that's an 8.
You rolled a nice. Okay, so it's an 8. All right. So yeah, you can get another match. You can add an additional stipulation to this match. Get a momentum or get a heat.
Add a stipulation.
All right.
Well,
in character, please.
Well, Nicole, as we all know, with how mask matches work, it has to be an equal opportunity. It has to be equal opportunity. Moonshiner cannot face me if he does not have something to lose. So, if I win, I get to take this good old emergency hammer right here, and I get a sledgehammer and put it on my back. Mm-hmm. And I get to go to town on someone's vehicle.
All right.
And so I'm gonna do some maintenance on it.
All right. So at this point, I would say Moonshiner steps in. The crowd pops again. You're both face to face.
Oh, so even if I lose, you're going to beat a few dents out of my old jalopy? Well, shit, this is a win-win situation.
Great. All right. So let's get to some wrestling. It's heated up. All right. So, during a match, there's an announcer. If you want to change the name, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I think the announcer's name is Ross Calhoun.
All right.
There it is.
That'll work. Right.
So Ethan will play the announcer. So just color, narratively, just cut whenever you want to come in with color commentary, go for it. But what you can also do is during the match as the announcer, for each wrestler, you can put them over. So if they botch a roll, you can say, no, I'm going to talk you up and turn that into a regular success. Or you can turn a regular success into a success.
Okay, interesting.
And then one other thing, just like, there's a thing called cheap heat. If you insult or praise the audience or their hometown, you can gain a momentum. You can only use it once per episode.
Okay.
So if you need, if you're looking to get some momentum, that would be the way to do it. All right. So for, I'm going to say Lionheart steps out first.
Okay.
So what? Yeah, just please describe your entrance.
Entrance is loud and intense. I rotate between a couple of video game themes from Final Fantasy VIII. Tonight it's going to be Maybe I'm a Lion. The cover by the Black Mages, Nobuo Uematsu's cover band. There's a bunch of lasers. There's some archival footage of lions pouncing on prey.
All right, yeah.
And then just
it big old, just between your face and an actual lion.
Yep. Big old Lionheart logo comes out on the main screen. I come out. I strut. I try to win over the crowd by like doing some mix of bodybuilder poses and kind of, you know, jumping up to kind of pump the crowd up a little bit.
All right. So it sounds, do you want to roll to work the audience?
Oh yeah. I'm working that audience.
All right. You want that cheap heat?
No, I'm a face.
All right. Oh, you can, you can praise them too.
Oh yeah.
It's not just insulting. Yeah.
I yell loud enough that at least the people on the ramp can hear me. What up, Pittsburgh?
All right, sure.
So,
right, so, go ahead, so automatically get one momentum.
Okay.
Am I able to interrupt that?
What do you...
Well, if it doesn't work, that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out the rules myself. But as he's starting to say that, you hear rum, rum, and okay. It just drowns it
let
out.
Him, so. Let's roll for work the audience, and then yeah, that's how it'll stop. That's a good. Once like the audience gets at their peak, we hear the roar.
Okay. So plus audience, so this is a plus one at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is 9. The plus one.
All right.
I've got
gain
a momentum because I can't really gain a momentum
or yeah. Okay, cool. So Lionheart gains momentum.
Okay.
Cool. And then as soon as the crowd cheers, you hear the roar of the engine and Moonshiner, please describe your entrance.
Okay. So on the big LED screen, like a, I don't know if they're like ceramic or cast or whatever, but you see this like typical moonshine jug pop up there, and then you see like an X and then another X and then another X appears on it. And you start hearing a bluegrass version of Ode to Joy starting to play with banjos. That is like very quickly drawn out by the, like the sound of the roaring motor and the, like black exhaust that flies out from behind my vehicle as it makes its way down to the stage. At one point, the engine actually backfires, and you see a few security guards in the crowd, like kind of go for their sidearm, and kind of they're a little twitchy and stuff like that. And as Moonshiner Joe makes it up to the stage, he shuts the engine off and stands on the hood of the I might also mention, very dented up fermenter, and goes, "How y'all doing tonight, Pittsburgh?" Woo!
All right, gain a momentum automatically. Okay. Would you also like to work the audience?
Yeah, and I would like. So let me add that momentum real quick while I'm doing my math. Yeah. And as I'm standing on the hood of the cargo. Listen, boys, I haven't been here for a little while, but back during the probation period, my great-great-grandpappy used to run liquor up here all the time. And I guarantee you tonight is going to be one humdinger of a good time. And Who knows? We might have cat for supper tonight.
Woo! We're from here.
It's much more animated since I've got the whole lion head mask, but you can actually see my eyes rolling, probably from the cheap seats.
All right,
because so yeah, the muscles are pronounced.
Yeah, roll plus audience.
Roll plus audience. Okay. And let's see, it's a plus one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a 5 now.
Okay, so you can spend. So you can spend your momentum.
Yes, okay, spend all of it
to get it. If not, then on a botch, it's just. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Either Lionheart stole your momentum. They're just not feeling it, and you can no longer work the audience this episode.
Maybe they're all choking from the exhaust. So I mean, I will go ahead and.
All right.
I will not row against that. I'll just take the botch. Like, well, okay. If
I like that detail.
That works.
It's like, yeah. It's like you. See,
I guess I need to adjust that carburetor.
One of the stage managers back with like the headset is just shaking. Like, God, we gotta get rid of that fucking truck.
I'll help you with that.
The audience.
Cool. All right. So the match is going to begin proper. So the way it works is we narrate it in broad strokes. So it's not, I hit you, let me roll. So you sort of narrate a sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you roll to wrestle. Depending on how you're wrestling is what determines what you roll. So if you're if you're trying to be technical, you will roll work. Or if you're trying to play up your gimmick, you roll look. Et cetera, et cetera. Or if there's another move that you want to make or can make. Once we get to a nice point, the ref will come in, tell you to bring it home, and I'll announce who is booked to win this match.
All right.
And then you can interrupt to gain control of the narrative whenever you want by spending a momentum. And yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. So right. At the top of the mat, once the bell rings, you two are facing each other. Once the bell ring, Moonshiner actually begins with narrative control.
Okay.
So me being the less finessing, just more hunk, man, mm-hmm. I allow Lionheart to run up, and it's one of those moves like where they hit the Undertaker or they hit Kane or whatnot, and he just takes the hit, he takes a hit, and then just big haymaker, it just levels him to the floor. That's what I'm going to try to do. So I would assume that I would be rowing, would that be a feat of strength? Or
Yeah, I would say definitely power.
Okay. So let's see. So rowing my pal. I got eight. So
All right. You hit it pretty well. So you can retain control and get to the next sequence, or you can give your component control and gain momentum.
So did I, when I like omitted like the response when I failed last time, did I lose some momentum or do I lose
no.
With botches?
No, you don't lose momentum with botches. You only lose momentum if a move says so or if you spend it.
I think I'm just going to go for another momentum. So I'll just
go. Okay, cool. Not bad to have.
Okay.
All right. So Lionheart, you just got... Oh, go ahead.
I don't know what Lionheart's going to be able to do against this mountain of a moonshiner.
Alliteration.
Nice.
Excellent.
All right. So Lionheart, you're down on the ground after that haymaker. What happens next?
I sell the haymaker and I kind of stay on the ground a bit. I wait for Moonshiner Joe to get a little bit closer to me, like he's going to do something. And then I fully sweep my lower body across his legs to try to do a, drop. Just kick his legs up.
So you're trying to drop to the ground?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have control. Do you want to, like, you can put him in a hold? If you want, you can set up for something else.
So, yeah, I'd probably try to do it early. Although this wouldn't count as my finishing move, I would drop him and then try to execute the pride breaker, My signature submission, which is basically the bank statement, Sasha Banks's submission.
Okay, what do you want to roll?
Would this be feat of strength?
Is that a move, or are you wanting to roll power?
I'm doing a basic move, not a.
I mean, for you, I don't. It's more if you're trying to get.
Like, I know he's going to break out of it. I'm not doing my finisher to finish him. It's more just symbolically. So he's trying to end the match early.
So since this is, I think that's still under wrestling. Okay. You're just rolling with power.
Okay. So just a straight power roll.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Like, say if you wanted to like try and toss him over the ring or something else that necessarily wasn't the flow of the match, then you would roll like feet of strength. Okay. So what'd you get?
I got a 4.
Okay, cool.
I think I want to save my momentum for later in the match.
All right. Ethan, if you want to put him over, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Lionheart's going, he's trying to get him in that pride breaker, trying to end the match quick. Oh, but I think he's going to have to work this moonshiner over a little bit more if he's going to get that to happen.
Okay, so there...
Doesn't have the strength for it yet.
So he sells them more on like, this is the surprise of you trying to go for your finisher. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So do you want to retain control or do you want to give up control and get a momentum?
Sorry, what are the options again?
So you can retain control and transition to the next sequence, or you can gain a momentum and then Moonshiner gets to narrate what happens.
I will retain control.
All right. What happens next?
So he kind of breaks a submission hold. Mm-hmm. So I, let's see. With how heavy he is, even though I'm a bigger guy, what I will do is I'll do a run into the ropes and I will try to do a sidewalk slam.
Nice.
So just grab that face and just pound him into the ground. After that, I do try to lift Moonshiner Joe up. And do a, I'm trying to think of what the move is.
All right, there's a list on the play aids. If you're looking for
standing,
something.
What's the muscle buster where you're like standing up and you have them sideways?
Oh, it's sideways.
Like not like a, like you're doing a backbreaker, but
yeah, backbreaker.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially doing a backbreaker.
All right.
So would this be feet of strength? Because I have to lift Moonshiner all the way up.
Sure.
He's a mountain of man.
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
I'm not reusing those dice. I'll use the dice that have helped me so far. Yeah, and they help me. That's 10.
Okay. All right, so you can either... You do it... So as you go for the backbreaker, you can do it. You can gain 2 momentum, or you press your opponent and gain +1 heat with them.
Do I gain the audience if I gain the heat in the match?
Yes, it's when you finish the match. If you are at 4 heat, you gain the audience.
I'll take the heat.
All right, cool. I will say then that Moonshiner, since you weren't rolling wrestling, I will say that Moonshiner now, after that, you strut around, and I'll say Moonshiner takes control. So what happens next?
Okay. Let's see. So just got slammed on the ground, I guess.
Yep. You're surprised. You sell it very well.
Yeah. Holding the lower back and flopping around like a fish.
Other thing, if you can also work real stiff. So like if you, but that's if you want to legit injure somebody in the ring. Yeah. That of course, is but you can, that's also a possibility.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I think that I'm going to go ahead and shoot. Well, so he stands up. I'm going to do a wrestling move, basically, but narrating it. So he stands up, kind of shakes his head a little bit, runs back into the ropes opposite Lionheart, and then just a big running clothesline. So I'm going to try to just power him down.
Cool. Are you setting up for another move?
Yeah, I'm setting up for another move. So I guess if we're doing that, we assume that the move works.
So what are you? Just so it's not like back and forth of like,
yeah,
I hit you once. Yeah. So what are you trying? You can clothesline him. He gets knocked down.
Okay.
What's the next thing you want to put him in?
I think I'm just going to try to do something humiliating, like just stomp my foot on his chest and flex while he's on the ground.
Ooh, cool.
So,
all right.
So would that be like, would that be roll, in the audience?
Well, you botched on that, so you can't use it again. Again, just to clarify, once we're in the ring and we're in the like match,
yeah.
If it's just the result of the narrative of the match, the move is wrestling. But depending on how you do it, determines how you use it. Okay. So that would be, since it's more, are you using your physical strength?
Yes, I would just be trying to power him down on the ground.
Okay, cool. So roll power.
Okay. And let's see, do I get any kind of bonuses on that? Can I go also tie it in with a move? Will you look at that, which gives me a plus one power, so that gives me a max of three.
Okay, yeah. So that move that's automatic always.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead and change. Yeah, you can change your power to reflect that.
All right. So I'm glad I have that modification because I wrote an eight. No, yes, eight. So I got an eight. So
you got an eight total?
Yeah, I got an eight total.
Okay, cool. So you either retain control and you can go to the next sequence, or you can gain a momentum and swap it over.
If I'm also going to go for the momentum again.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I see him do the taunt, and I grab onto his foot, and I lift it up, and I flex really hard, and I lift it so he goes flying off of me. He goes onto his back.
Okay.
I then do a couple of elbow drops, just standing elbow drops, just to kind of work the crowd, get him up, whip him into a corner, and then I think I'll roll work because okay. I do the whip, I do the couple of hits, and then I want to do I kind of whip him into the ropes. Mm-hmm. So out of the corner and into the ropes. And then as he's running towards me, I run back to him. And I kind of do a running hurricanrana.
Ooh. Okay. I will say that's heat because you have to work with your opponent to execute an amazing sequence.
Well, that is plus three because I've been bumping up my heat. Good thing that's a plus three because that makes it to 10.
All right. Great. So you can either gain two momentum or gain a heat.
Gain that heat to get that plus one audience.
All right. So yeah, they pop, they love it. You also still retain control.
Okay.
And Moonshiner, you can also, you can spend a momentum to interrupt if you want to gain narrative control at any time. Anyone.
Okay. I'm good.
Ethan, anything to say? Or Ross, anything to say?
What a combination.
All right. Yeah. So what's the next sequence, Lionheart?
Okay. Let's see. Oh, we haven't been told when the end is yet, so I want to keep going. So I want to do a feat of strength by just manhandling him, picking him up off of the picking him up off the mat, just do like a full, I do like kind of a squat or two to show that I'm benching him. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm going up from the second squat, I throw him off the top rope and onto mats below, onto the floor.
All right. Roll power.
That'll be a 7.
Okay. Do you want to bump it up?
No, I want to save that momentum.
Okay. It's an obvious effort. You gain one momentum. Mm-hmm. And yep. then your opponent... So Moonshiner gets to pick what happens. So either you do it... So the Lionheart does it with obvious difficulty and the audience notices. You put yourself at risk of injury. You put them at risk of injury.
I think, yeah, so if I allow him to go through with this, he hurts himself, possibly.
So either the audience like sees that like he's struggling and notices, and so that'll open it up a little more my end, or you might get injured or he might get injured.
I'll go with it. Yeah. So we'll ride this out. So I'll see if he gets injured and whatnot. So,
okay. So as Lionheart like picks you up, you see him struggling. He does get you over the top rope. But you, Lionheart, I say you're down. Okay. It took all you had. The refs comes in like, "Hey man, what are you doing? Like, quit trying to out tough this guy. What are you doing?" And you're your ankle's a little twisty.
I give him a wink. It's like an acknowledgement, and then I just I just whisper barely, "It's for the mask."
Okay.
I got it. The whole point of me being here is staying masked.
Okay. Kevin. Cool. Okay. So I will say that with that, you can't really get up. And I'm going to say Moonshiner has the narrative control again.
Okay. So do I have an injury or do I.
You do not have an injury. Yeah, so the options on there are more of a soft move. So it's like, let's setting up for something else.
Okay.
But just, yeah. So narratively keep that in mind that you're not mechanically injured, but you're not 100%. All right. So Moonshiner, what happens next?
Okay. I'm going to try. I'm a heel.
Yeah, you are.
So as I'm laying on the ground, I reach underneath the ring and I pull out a jug of moonshine. And as I reach up to the ropes and pull myself up, I will just bring the bottle over top of, Lionheart's head. So it just, explosion of pure grain alcohol. His eyes are burning. He stumbles back onto the mat.
Nice. Okay. That is, ooh.
So, like,
I will say that's, yeah.
Can I spend a momentum to do an interrupt?
You can right after this. So I will say that is.
I'm spending two momentum for this here, so I'll knock it.
Okay, yeah. So you're using your heal move. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you gain a heat.
Okay, so I guess that puts me up.
You can win the match. You can leave them helpless, or you can get out of the match you've been booked in. So so you're just wanting to gain the heat.
Yeah, let's ride this out. So I'll just gain the heat.
Okay, cool. So you got another heat, and then Greg or Lionheart, you're spending one momentum to interrupt.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you. So
go ahead. He succeeds in breaking the jug over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somehow the ref doesn't see this, so the match.
He was canceled. Yeah. He was distracted for sure.
So yeah, I'd go to a knee, so I definitely take it, but then I just slowly get up off the knee and just turn and like glare at him, which I'm trying to do as a way to work the audience.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. The crowd, you ultimate warrior it.
Yes. It's obvious that it worked, but I still kind of tank it.
Lionheart's up. Lionheart's up.
Yes. That would finish a lesser man.
I got a
That is an 8.
Cool.
So,
do you want to push it?
Not really, because I effectively would just gain the momentum I would have to spend.
All right, so momentum, or you have control of the match already, so.
Okay. So just, I'll take the momentum.
Then. All right, the crowd, they pop, they're like, yeah, do it. And then the ref, like, he's like, after yelling at Moon, like for fake yelling at Moonshiner, he gives you both the signal to bring it home. So it's actually, Lionheart, you are booked to win this match.
Okay, I'm going to do my finisher.
So, Moonshiner, you can break, if you want to change it, you can break kayfabe or you can use your heel move again.
Here's what I was thinking. I want to use my heel move again, but I don't want to win.
Like, okay.
Necessarily. So what I want to do, and this would be a good, like, Greg wins, I win out of character on this. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm going to pull out my Zippo. Like, and then of course it's a legal object and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. With the alcohol on him, I'm going to strike the lighter, and like basically he'll kind of briefly catch on fire and it will singe his mask. And ooh. Like he's like, so he gets to keep it, but it's kind of, and I get disqualified. But and can we say that? How do you want to do this? Like, so, I mean, there's no point.
I think I know how to get it. So okay. So that's leave someone helpless lying on the floor.
Yeah.
So it seems like what you want to do, unless you want the heat.
Well, does the heat carry over to, like if I ever fight,
Fight him again? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Heat state. Yeah. Even if you like, if we're playing this for like, 6 months down the line, I'm like, I'm back. That heat stays.
You know what? That seems like an investment. So I'm going to go for the heat and then
okay,
you
can tie
it up how you want to.
There you go. So here's what I'll say. It's so yeah, you light the fire. The mask is singed. Lionheart's rolling on the floor. Everyone's going nuts. The ref light calls it. You hear the ding, ding, ding. And winner. By disqualification, Lionheart, and like everyone's boo.
Can it be like I forget exactly what that match was, but like that one match where everybody throws in the metal folding chairs and they just get buried under a mountain of folding chairs. Everybody like tosses water into the ring, and my main gets
quick. The paramedics come real quick.
No. There's already one stationed by the ring. They were expecting this after last week.
Oh yeah. Well, it was written that this was going to happen. So
no, I know.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So you, since you don't get to pull your finisher, I will. You don't get a roll, but the match does end. Do either of you have 4 heat with each other?
I think this would put me up to 4 heat with him, wouldn't it?
I have 4 heat with him as well.
Okay, great. All right, so you both gain an audience.
Yay.
Wow.
So thanks, you can go ahead and gain that. You can gain whatever advance you want. Let's see if there's... Those are rings. Those are match stipulations. Basic moves. You're both at like... Yeah, you're both at... No, wait. I'm sorry. You guys aren't at 4 audience. You don't get an advance.
Right.
I'm talking crazy. But yeah, you both gain +1 audience. And it seems like this feud's just beginning, so I'm going to say that heat stays there.
Nice. Yeah.
No. As the paramedics tend to me, I'm just glaring at him as he moseys on out of the ring.
So this isn't... So yeah, since you didn't... You're not terribly hurt. The fire went off as planned. Everyone backstage is like, that was great. That was great.
You see with Hillbilly, goddamn it. with Moonshiner Joe, as I make my way back to the fermenter, my Geico insurance agent is berating me for putting my vehicle on the line.
Yeah. We'll say as a...
that'll be a promo.
Yeah, Lionheart, do you want to try and get some wax in as he drives away? You did technically win. Or do you want to save that for as a point of contention later?
I want to... I do still get to destroy it. That'll be a promo I'll do later in the show.
Okay, nice. All right, cool. Yeah, that was the first match.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool. I'm going to give me 1 second, guys, and then we'll be back with the main event.
All right.
Well, it seems like a nice win-win situation for us. Yeah.
It's a good finish. Good way to finish it out, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, good job, Shiner.
Good job. Yeah, we're backstage, like, giving each other high fives.
I would have preferred you didn't do the burning thing, but I guess
they didn't tell me this was a non-smoking place. I mean, like,
I roll my eyes. Well, Mickey, I guess it's you and me tonight.
Yeah, I guess so. It's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Moonshiner Joe walks away, Miggy's like, boy, jeez, I hope, you know, this makeup is flammable.
I kind of look at him and like look down at myself. The giant pile of fake hair all over me is very flammable.
I don't know about this gimmick. I mean, I don't know if we should talk to the management about this. It's, I mean, I get it. It's a huge crowd pleaser, but it just doesn't seem very safe.
No,
Yeah, one of the stage manager comes back. It's like, great. Yeah, you doing okay? I mean, we took all the precautions. They look great out there.
No, I'm fine. Just, I think I'll be more fine when I get my turn with the fermenter.
Oh yeah, we'll shoot that. Do you want to shoot that promo now?
Might as well.
All right,
do that for a bit. Give me some time to rest while some of the other matches go on.
Okay. So before that,
away from ours.
Yeah. So we'll. So first is Miggy. Where for your camera interviewer comes up to you. Mm. It's Tim Church again.
Yes,
Tim Church. Everybody, where are we at?
We are, let's see, we're outside my trailer.
All right. It's like, Mickey, Lionheart, he took an immense amount of punishment from Moonshiner. How do you feel going into this match? Are you going to be able to break the main man down?
Well, let me tell you something, Tim. This match wasn't my idea, if you remember. This is Lin and Senior Justice. They set this whole thing up, you know, and if Lion gets hurt in this match, that's on them, not on me. My date is with Blast Justice. Right now Lionheart is just a speed bump on that road. I respect Lionheart and I appreciate him. I don't blame him for being in the situation either. But you know what happens in the ring, it's not something that I'll take responsibility for if something goes wrong. It's going to be on Len and it's going to be on Blast.
Nice. All right, so yeah, that's cut a promo. So roll plus look.
All right.
You spoke your mind.
That's a botch.
Oof. Oh, no. How bad of a botch?
That's a 5. You know,
do you have 2 momentum?
I have 3 momentum right now that I might want to spend some of here.
Weird. So a botch on cut a promo is I get a hard move against you. So that's bad stuff for you. Might happen okay. Now, might happen later.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go. You know what? Just for funsies, let's go ahead and just take the botch and see how it goes.
Ooh. Okay.
Could we say I just walk into the room and I just do a stare down with him?
Turn around. Let's see.
I'm still kind of soaping wet and just kind of grumpy from having been set on fire.
I could see Lionheart taking this personally.
Okay.
Oh, that makes me make it want to work it stiff. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So I will say, so yeah, Lionheart comes in. What do you say? You're just going to stare.
I hear him kind of sideways.
Or is
bad mouth me.
Okay.
And I just go in there and look at him. and just... So that's all I am, Mickey? A speed bump?
Yeah, that's right. Right now, you're just getting in the way of my career. And I'm trying to do this kayfabe, but it's actually coming off as a little real.
Yeah, so I'm kind of glaring at him. So I'm dragging the sledge with me, and I pick it up, and I kind of pound it with my fist, and I get it close to his face, and I'm like, well, after I turn the fermenter into a speed bump, I'm going to turn you into a speed bump, and I'm going to turn Blast into a speed bump.
All right, so why here, don't you watch your mouth?
And then I just walk away.
So here's what's going to happen. It's planned that you're going to, you guys rehearse this. Flash back to you guys rehearsing this move. You're actually going to take a swing with him on the hammer. It should be a fake hammer, but you have a real one. It's always, you don't hit it quite right.
Yeah.
So
I catch it a little.
Yeah. So Miggy take an injury.
Oh.
Yeah. And then like they cut real, after you swing, they cut real quick. So the camera's off. What do you have to say to Lionheart?
I see the light goes off on the camera. Dude, you're supposed to go with the hammer. This whole point of using objects, you have to go with the motion.
God damn it, I thought you were going to go with the left side. You said left. We practiced it, you're coming in from the left.
No, that was stage left. I go right.
God damn it. Oh, right. Fuck.
So for the high flyer, when you get injured, you actually check two boxes.
Oh.
Anytime an opponent uses your injury against you to gain an advantage, they gain one momentum and you gain one heat with them.
Okay, so I get a momentum and he gets a heat.
Yeah.
Or is that later in the match?
That'll be later.
That's if you use it. So if you narrate something like, hey, so what's in, we'll say.
I hit him in the thigh real hard.
Okay. Yeah. You're bruised. Yeah. You're bruised.
It's going to freaking affect me. Oh.
Yep.
I use those legs.
Don't take a butt. Don't ever take a botch around me, boy.
Can I just interject and tell you guys the fact that we're doing a wrestling game and you're referring to stage directions, Greg, is like these master thespians. I love it.
Thank you. We are active. Oh my God.
Stage left, my boy. Stage left. injury. If you get more injuries, you won't be able to compete. But there's ways to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then. We will go to, after a commercial break, the doctor checks you out. Like, yeah, you're good to compete.
All right.
Then we go to, you know what? We'll save this for the, Adam, do you still have to go soon?
I believe so. My family is in a more advanced state of dress as we're going to.
Okay. So we'll cut this promo next and then we'll have our final match. So yeah, we cut back. Lionheart is by the distiller. Are you there, sir? A moonshiner.
Fermenter or the distiller?
I'm sorry.
It's a fermenter.
Fermenter.
Okay, so yes, I will be there. Standing next to me is the actually, we're doing some cross promotional stuff. I would like to say that Flo is standing beside me.
Oh my God.
Like it's just Flo is there looking on horridly, is this all happening?
Nice.
And I don't guess there's anything that I could do to interrupt this or not. I don't know if I really want to, but at some point when he starts wailing on a vehicle, I'm gonna lean over to the camera and go, joke's on him, the bank owns it anyway.
Sure. I mean, I don't think you're breaking kayfabe or anything.
Okay.
So no one's really speaking. This is just like a nice narrative thing. I don't think anyone's invoking any moves here.
Right, I just go, this is why you don't threaten a wrestler's mask. And I start with the windshield in the back windshield.
Unless you want to baby face it. You're both at +4 heat with each other. So there's not really a point in gaining.
Yeah, no, I'm going to save it.
Okay, great. So yeah, the crowd's like, woo, and like everyone laughs at your one-liner moonshiner.
Yeah, and oddly enough, there is a security alarm on it, so the second he starts just like obnoxiously until the act is complete or he beats the battery out of it.
Yeah, as soon as I see that, I just go into the truck and rip out the battery. And then I start hitting the engine a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
No, not the...
Management's like, no, you fool, that's not the block.
I'm not hitting the block. I'm hitting, like, the cables.
Oddly enough, it's a hybrid. Runs on ethanol.
And scene. All right. So it's...
I think I'll bow out if that's okay.
All right, that's fine. Right. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for playing with
us. Hey, guys, thanks for having me. I've had a blast. I look forward to continuing this, Greg.
Mm-hmm. The roleplayingexchange.com, correct?
Yeah, roleplayingexchange.com.
ABC.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, thanks. All right, so it's the main event. We see Lion. We hear the roar and the metal music come on as Lionheart. Are you jaunty? Are you? I guess did the main get replaced? Or are you?
It's glued on, so I can't really. So yeah, it's still a little singed.
Okay,
we'll, so one of my backup masks for next session.
It's like this incredible Lionheart after all this, still going through with the match.
Mm. I'm not as powerful and like trying to pump up the crowd as much, and I just do like a sweep under the bottom rope to get into the ring.
Okay.
But I'm there.
All right. The lights dim, and then Mickey's music comes on. What is your entrance, sir?
All right, the flashing green and red lights strobing around the stadium as Mickey struts in. Unfortunately, his strut is a little bit marred. If you look really closely, you can notice he's favoring his left leg a little bit. But he makes a good show.
All right. Do you want to attempt to work the audience?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to work the audience, and I'm also going to make a vaulting jump over the ropes to enter the ring and then strike a big spaceman pose.
Oh, nice. All right. Yeah. Yeah, you're still able to pull it off. So roll, or maybe not. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Is it luck that I roll here?
You roll plus audience to work the audience.
Plus audience, which is actually plus two. I start with plus two on audience.
Oh, nice. Right.
Oh my gosh!
You botched. So
4 plus 2 is 6. I'm gonna spend momentum to make that a normal success.
Weird.
7.
All right. So yeah, you gain momentum, you lose momentum, but you gain momentum, and that's sometimes how that goes.
Okay.
But it's you. Yeah. But you can still work the audience like in the middle of a match.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to say that Miggy has control of the match at the top. Since I will be the announcer, I can't put anyone over.
Right.
Since I'm creative. But yeah, you have control of the match. You can, looking over it again, if you want to make any move you want to make, you can. Mm-hmm. But if you want, making the wrestling move is sort of an easier way, especially if you can get a 10 plus, right, to get heat with your opponent. Mm-hmm. And there's a little less consequences to it.
Yeah.
So a risk and reward kind of thing, but go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be going for, playing to my strengths using the ropes. So, we start with, Lionheart sort of waits for me to make the first move, and instead of going right at him, I immediately do a backflip and go back into the back ropes and catapult myself at him for a simple Irish whip.
All right. So yeah, that is going to be. Look or work.
That's going to be work.
Okay, go for it.
Did you, if I can find my rook score, there it is.
All right.
Okay. That is an 11. That's a 12, actually.
Oh, wow. All right.
You gain control, and you can gain two momentum or gain a heat.
Nice. I'm going to gain momentum.
Okay, cool. And you still have control of the match.
All right.
So Irish, right out of the gate, Miggy's coming strong with the Irish whip. Mm-hmm. After what happened backstage, he's not taking any chances.
Mm-hmm. Go to the ropes again for a little catapult springboard just to give him the Superman punch.
All right.
And I have a thing where, hold on. Being a high flyer gets me something when I roll more than. The first time per match that I gain a plus 10 before spending momentum on a high-flying maneuver, I gain plus 1 audience.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just get that off the first thing.
God damn. All right.
It's powerful.
Oh, the crowd, like, they can't believe, like, this is happening already. Mm-hmm. And if it's, like, an indicator of what the match is going to have, they're on their feet. It's like, my God, my God. Mickey, right out of the gate.
Yes. So on my coming second one strong. On that Superman punch, I get an 8, 9. I mean,
okay. Do you want to bump it up?
Yeah, I'll bump it up.
All right. So one momentum. So you can gain 2 more momentum or gain 1 more heat.
I'll gain heat this time.
All right. Go for it.
Want to spend a momentum to interrupt?
All right. You have control.
Okay. He does successfully get off the Superman punch, mm-hmm. but I kind of turn it into a backward somersault. So I then stand up.
Okay, so you do a backflip, but back on your feet.
Yes.
Okay.
So I still.
My God, the athleticism.
I kind of windmill my arm a little bit, run back into the ropes, and then just run forward to do just a right cross of my own.
All right.
Get him to the ground.
Nice.
Then it's not my signature submission, but I try to get him into a figure four.
Mm. All right, great. I will say that unless you're trying to do a specific move, that's going to be wrestling and rolling work.
Yes.
All right, go for it.
That is a 7.
Retain control or lose it and gain a momentum?
Retain control.
All right. What happens next?
He gets the rope, so he's able to break out of the figure 4, which I'm fine with. I let him up. But I had him towards one of the corners. So I execute one of my signatures, and I get to the other end of the corner, dip down a little bit in a Goldbergian style, mm-hmm. do 3-point stance, and then just run and do a spear.
Oh. All right.
The lion, part of the lion pounce.
The lion pounce.
So that would, since it says signature, it would be a look, which I know I'm risking. Let's see, gotta spend money to make money. That ends up being a 4.
Oof.
So I'm going to burn my momentum to get that. I'm going to burn all my remaining momentum to get that to a 7.
Mm. All right. Do you want to gain control or get a momentum?
Get a momentum. So all
right. You do take the spear. You're showboating afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then, Miggy, what happens next?
I'm going to... So he's got me speared in the corner. I take it.
I'd say you're like down on the ground, starting to get back up.
All right. I'm going to, as he goes to sort of grab me and maybe try to go for another submission, I give him this sort of like judo counter thing,
mm-hmm.
and throw him to the mat and then get up. So we're separated now. So we're both back up, but we're squaring off, and I'm gonna go to try to knock us both out of the ring.
Ooh, okay.
Gonna do a diving grab and try to tumble us both out of the ring.
Nice. I will say that. I'll say that's it can either be work or heat.
Let's go with heat.
All right. Yeah, that's a. You both have to work together on that to make sure you land it right.
Yeah, yep. We're going out. All right, so our heat right now is +2.
All right.
11.
Oh, good.
All right. You gain control and you get 2 momentum or get another heat.
Let's up this heat.
All right, yeah, you want the heat.
That was a good one.
All right. Nice. Yeah. Well, you're both out of the ring. You're both acting dazed. Mm-hmm. Oh, they flew right out of the ring and onto the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, onto the announcer's table.
Yes.
Let's add to that. Yeah.
Does he have control or do I have control?
He still has control. Unless someone interrupts.
So we're gonna
spend that one momentum you have left.
No.
What are your momentum scores at, by the way?
I'm at 1.
I'm at 4.
Okay, oh, great. Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna take a little breather here. Because after that move, my legs hurt me a little bit. But I'm gonna get up on the apron.
Mm-hmm.
And try to do a flip to hit him while he's lying on the ground still. Do a little moonsault backflip onto him.
So not
the super flashy one like my real finisher.
So you're jumping from the mat, not the turnbuckle.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not using like the rope for the spring to get the to do it. So it's a pretty simple move.
Work or look?
I'll go with work. 8.
All right. Do you want to bump it up to a 10?
Nah, I'll keep it at 8.
Okay. So retain control or give it away and get a momentum?
I'll give it away and give it a momentum.
All right. So you stick the landing, but you again, playing it up more.
Mm-hmm.
Every high flyer move usually takes a second to get recovered from Lionheart.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he connects with the moonsault and actually kind of rolls me off the table with the momentum, it also takes me a moment because that ow.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of shudder to my feet and Miggy shudders to his feet, and we just kind of do a stare down for a moment, which I try to use to work the audience.
This great, yeah.
That is 9.
Great. Do you want to bump it up?
Yeah. Well, it's spending 1, and
yeah,
I'm still
getting there's
one.
Not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a point?
All right. So you get another momentum. You do still have control of the match.
I'm going to. I guess this has now become one of my signatures. I break first and I run up to him and I try to execute a sidewalk slam, which I guess is now one of my signatures. So I'll call that a look.
All right, do it.
I believed in the heart of the dice. That is a 7 in the end. Was a 9. That was 7.
All right, so another momentum or return control? Or you can keep control or gain momentum and turn it over.
He's got so much momentum. I think I need to fill up my meter.
Okay.
So I'll take another momentum and give him control. All
right,
so all right. Execute the sidewalk slam. He hits the ground kind of hard.
These men are just pummeling each other. They need to get. It's all well and good. They need to get back in the ring if one of them's going to make the pin.
That's right.
Miggy, what's next?
Okay, so Miggy's gonna go for getting back in the ring, but it's a fake out. As soon as I get back in the ring, as Lionheart also tries to approach to get back in the ring, I jump out again to catch him with another drop move.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to spend some momentum on this. So I'll spend, let's see, six, seven. I'll just spend three momentum to turn this into a 10.
All right, great. So gain two momentum or gain a heat.
I'll gain a heat.
Yeah, max heat is 4.
Yeah, we're at 4. I'm at 4 now.
Okay. What's your momentum score is at?
I am at 1 now.
I'm at 3.
Okay. Yeah, you still have control.
All right. So after that, I'm going to get back into the ring for real now and just kind of I'm going to work the crowd while giving Lionheart a chance to get back into the ring.
So I probably get in on the 8 count with how long we've
been. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes. I like that. You just get in barely. You like as you're working the crowd, you're like kicking them over. Like, nah, stay out there. And you didn't. No, Adam Botch. So yeah, roll audience.
All right. Audience is 3 now. Nine. I will spend my last momentum.
All right.
To put that at a 10.
All right. Gain to momentum.
All right.
All right. So you're, you still have control of the match.
All right. So as Lionheart gets back in there, things need to turn a little bit more in Lionheart's direction. He needs to get some licks back in now. Mm-hmm. After all that stuff outside. So I'm going to go for a rope move, but he's going to counter me.
Okay. Nice. This would probably be roll heat.
Amazing memorable sequence. It's not difficult. It's not power. Yeah, I'd say heat.
Yeah, that's a 14.
Wow. Yep. All right. So gain more momentum and you still have control. Unless you want to interrupt.
I think the point was to give me some looks, so I think I will spend one to interrupt.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens
so
next?
The point of what we were trying to do was you're like jumping off the top rope.
Yeah, and you give me some kind of counter.
Let's see. I don't know the exact name of the move. I'm still getting back into the system. Forgive me. But so he jumps off the top rope. I grab him. I guess I kind of grab him and then just like bodily toss him behind me so he lands on his back.
Nice. All
right.
So I just kind of evade the full brunt of his attack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By using...
Literally, yeah, I'd say that's work.
Okay, I will do a work. That is an 8. I will retain control.
All right, the ref is telling you to bring it home.
Okay.
And Miggy is booked to win this match. So since you have control, you can narrate how Miggy gets a pin. If you want to break kayfabe and win it yourself, you can.
I feel bad for getting him hurt, so I'm going to let him win. So I will narrate how he does the win.
Okay.
All right.
I think how I want it to work is since he's on the ground, I try to what I do is I try to pull off the pride breaker. So I actually get the full bank statement off. Mm-hmm. But what happens is he's able to kind of start rocking himself back and forth. And he does one of those things where he reverses the submission into a pin, and I'm not able to break out in time, so that he gets the 3 count.
Oh. Nice. All right. So
this be a heat?
Once it's called for the end, that's sort of since you're not okay. Like fighting for control again,
right? Okay, so, that's
fine. Just
we're learning.
Yeah. So Miggy, just roll 2d6.
Mm-hmm.
Don't add anything. You can spend momentum on this if you want.
I have 2 momentum right now.
You definitely want a 10.
Yeah, okay. So I rolled a 9 and spend a momentum to get 10.
All right. You hit, I'll say you get out of the submission, flip him over quickly. You just, with a burst of speed, you jump up to the turnbuckle, hit your finisher, which is
the moonsault DDT, the daydream.
The daydream.
Which requires my opponent to be standing. So
Lionheart stands up.
I had to do a comical turn around after getting up from evading the pin. Uh-huh. And just in time.
After you yelling at the ref.
That was three. That was...
Bam. Lionheart doesn't see it. It's coming. He's doing it. The daydream. The daydream. Boom. All right. So you gain, and the crowd cheers. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Winner by pinfall, Miggy Moondust.
So plus four.
So you gain, So you gain an audience. And if you both have plus four heat with each other, or just
I have plus four heat.
Well, I do a stare down with you before the end, or after the end. I do a stare down, and then I reach out my hand because I want to do one of my signatures, which is sportsmanship.
Okay.
So I roll plus real.
Nice.
Plus zero. And I will roll that die off the desk. So that is a six. So I want to... Does momentum carry over from episode to episode?
No, you got to spend it all now.
Okay, so I'm going to burn it.
Hold your peace.
I'm going to burn that to upgrade that to an eight. Might as well. So on an eight, I get to choose one. We both gain one momentum. We both gain one heat. Or it can turn into a combat thing where either who can break out of the handshake to attack somebody.
All right. So what do you want to do?
So we both gain a heat against one another.
All right. The crowd cheers as like they kind of set it up. They see, I mean, you're both faces. They don't want you two fighting. So, yeah, after the match, it's like you resolve your differences.
Mm-hmm.
You probably apologize, Lionheart, out of character, for the hit earlier.
Yeah. Sorry, man, but you did good work out there.
Yeah, you did too. That was a nice submission flip there. I still got to work on the submission things. I didn't really train on those very much, you know. It's not my specialty. Yeah, I
know. No, but you did good breaking out of it. That was a
I mean, thanks. Appreciate it.
I think the moonsault was probably the highlight of the match.
That was good positioning there. I mean, that's a two-man. Yeah. That's a two-man move. You gotta roll with it.
Yeah.
So Mickey retains his number one contender spot. Look at these two warriors. That's sportsmanship.
I do the handshake and then I turn it to like lift his hand to show that he's the champ of the match. Mm.
And then you hear Blast Justice's music come on, and he steps out, and it just ends with him just like eyeing you two and like arms folded at the entrance, okay. And you're both like, come on, come on, and then we fade to black as the broadcast ends. Okay, so mechanically, you gain an audience because you won and you hit your finisher.
Yeah.
Do you both have four heat with each other at this point?
No, I only have two.
Okay. So
I have four heat with Lionheart.
All right. So you gain another audience.
I do?
Yeah. Because if you finish a match with someone you have plus four heat with, you gain an audience.
Well, I'm already at plus four even before gaining that. So.
Okay, cool. So you remain at four then.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then basically you won't go back down until the first time. You only get an advance the first time you hit four in an audience. So you're going to have plus four, and basically you got to help other people get plus four so you can go back down so you can come back up.
I see. So it's mark an advance. At the beginning of the episode, make the over move, which is what I'll do.
Next time we play.
Yeah.
Which
I think this will be next time. This was
awesome. I think so, yeah. Did you guys enjoy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, this honestly, I think this is our first match, so I don't really want to claim it yet, but I think this is one of the best executions of the Apocalypse World system I've seen. Because I think the 7 through 9s are always like, in other systems like in Monster Hearts, it's a consequence.
Yeah.
So you succeed with a penalty.
Yeah.
I almost think, I don't know. I think for how wrestling works, I think how they execute it here works really well. Mm. Where instead of succeed at a penalty, you just don't succeed as well.
Yeah, because it keeps that forward momentum going a little bit more. Not momentum in the game sense term, but in the narrative term. Like
it works in Monster Hearts because Monster Hearts is all about sustaining drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like mechanically while you're playing, I think I kind of like it more when, you know.
Yeah, it's a little bit more empowerment rather than like narrative complication.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, in Monster Hunter, it was like, oh boy, things are real complicated.
Yeah.
and it's you're trying to, because you don't plan as much. Mm-hmm. It's sort of narrative catch up. This is like, no, it was supposed to happen like this. And it never gives you anything too crazy that you can't come back. It doesn't make sense. Like everything here. And I think it's definitely a credit to the rules that like everything that happened made sense and was easy to fit into the overall narrative. Like I could see a wrestling promotion writing all this and like, yep, this is how we planned all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But no, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was fun for me being a non experienced wrestling person. It worked pretty well.
Good.
So hopefully there will be other promotions so I can play, so I can be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing with creative is we could just do, say, I make Lionheart and non-player wrestler for the day, and then you could be an active wrestler.
So also, I have to reread again, but I believe with injuries, if you want to get rid of one, you just can't play that wrestler in a session.
Okay.
So that's also that would also be like, well, my guy's injured or he's out because they're doing one of their advances or changing gimmicks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, cool. There's also, I think mechanically, there's a thing at the end. If you don't interact with someone, you lose heat with them, but everyone interacted with everyone. Mm-hmm. Very, in a very real way. Anything else?
No. I just will look forward to the next session.
All right. Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed. And we'll see y'all next time.
All right.
Good night, Internet.
Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Technical Difficulties. For more episodes and content, visit our website at www.technicaldifficultiespod.com or check out our Facebook page. We're also on Twitter at TechDiffGP. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, and please consider contributing via the PayPal link on the website. You have been experiencing Technical Difficulties.